Welcome to Making the Difference, a series of programmes from Mary Mackle College about students and staff, past and present, who have made a difference in some way to the world today. Each episode acts as recognition to a different person for the great and often unrewarded work that they do in their day-to-day lives. Let's hear from today's candidate.
My name is Stephen Ryan. I'm a former student of Mary I, and now I'm in the band Windings. I'm from Limerick and have lived in Limerick mostly all of my life. When I was young, as far as I can remember, we first lived out in Ballineety in County Limerick. Then we moved into Castle Troy in Limerick. Then we moved back out to Ballineety for a little bit and then moved back to Mona Lean in Castle Troy. Then, over about 6 years, we moved to about three or four different places around Castle Troy. So I think I counted, I moved about 8 times in my life, but all within Limerick, you know, it's a bit crazy. So I stayed in the same school all the time. So I was okay with that. The school was Milford School, so that was the primary school. After that, I went to Ardscoil Rheis, and I lived in Castle Troy, so Ardscoil Rheis was there wasn't really any schools near Castle Troy at all, so any school you picked was going to be across town or far away anyway. So my dad had gone to Ardscoil over the North Circular Road in Limerick, and most of the teachers who taught him were still teaching me that kind of school. So yeah, and after that, went on to Mary I. In Mary I did arts. It was one of those things, when it came to 6 year in school, I did not know what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to, I didn't know what I was going to say there. I knew I wanted to not know what I wanted to do. So I was advised that, you know, you're into kind of English. I was into English quite a bit, and I was advised to do an arts degree. So I did English and media. I ended up preferring media to English. I loved reading and I loved creative writing, but at the time, creative writing wasn't a huge part of the course in Mary I. It wasn't a part of the course at all, in fact. So it was very similar to the Leaving Cert kind of syllabus. You know, it was Shakespearean and things like that. And there was a new faculty head, I think, by the time I was leaving. But it was too late, I was gone. So English and media, and ended up majoring in media. Spent most of my time in Wired FM, in the radio station here. I did a co-op placement here for the first semester. What else did I do, Mary? I did some acting as well. That's where I discovered I was rubbish at acting. I was in one or two plays, which I don't think there are any documentation, so that's great. So that's what I did. I sat around the lounge a lot as well, and kind of, you know, eyeballed people, that kind of thing.
And did Mary I live up to your expectations?
Yeah, totally. I loved it. I loved my time here. I really, really did. I spent a little bit too long here. As I remember, I might have spent 5 years instead of 4, I think. But I loved it. I loved every bit of it. I made some really, really good friends here. Kind of lifelong friends. And I really enjoyed my time here. I enjoyed the media experience as well. Really opened my eyes to a lot of things. And it's something I can have and can use in what I do now. I actually started being in a band when I was in Mary I. It was an older band called Give a Man a Kick. And I just started playing in that band when I was in Mary I. It wasn't with someone else from Mary I. It was a friend of mine from Limerick as well, Keith Lauder. And I started that when I was in about second year in Mary I. And that continued until quite recently. Only about 2 years ago, we finished up there after about 7 years of being in the band. And all that while, I was being kind of a solo artist. I suppose I had a side project called Windings. And while that was going on with Give a Man a Kick, a friend of mine called Liam Marley, who I went to Ardscoil Rheis with and had known since been yay high, he joined Windings. So when Give a Man a Kick kind of wound up, we got more members into Windings as well, who aren't all from Limerick. Set your sights as high as you want, because there is no reason these days, like, you know, when I started off, the kind of notion of getting signed by a record label, that was diminishing, and now that's completely gone. Nobody wants to get signed by a record label. It's gonna hurt your band in the long run, you know. Nobody wants that, and no record labels want to sign bands anymore. They don't know what to do. They're throwing their hands in the air going, what's happening with the music business? Who can we blame? So set your sights high, you know, but your own sights. Don't rely on somebody else to help you out. I have a DIY ethos, but just because it's DIY doesn't mean it has to be rubbish either. You know, you can still do things very professionally and do them yourself. It takes a lot of experience, I think. So it's, don't ever be afraid to ask someone else who you see in a band working away. And if you think they're doing something right, ask them what they're doing, how are they doing it, how do they start that. I met my fiance when I was in Mary Eye. Depending on when this is broadcast, she could be my wife, but I don't know. It's going to be pretty soon. Yeah, I met my fiance. I remember the first time I saw her here. It was in first year, which was 1997. And we were doing an English exam for Dr. Hugh Duffy, I think his name was. Father Hugh Duffy, sorry. Doctors and fathers, you get mixed up a lot. It was on Jared Manny Hopkins, I remember. And it was in one of the old classrooms, which I went to check there earlier because I was here today. And it's not there anymore. It's just something else. Some wall was knocked and it just doesn't exist, which is weird. But yeah, my fiance came in the door. She was 15 minutes late. She came in with her friend 15 minutes late for the exam. I was disgusted. But I was very impressed by her as well at the same time. I'll never forget that. She went red as a beetroot, and it was the first time I ever saw her. So yeah, we got to know each other shortly after and stuff. So impressed was I by her lack of punctuality. And now we're getting married. Crazy. Okay. Yeah, in first year, was after coming straight from sixth year in college. I didn't know, or in secondary school, and I didn't know what to expect of college or university, you know. And I went to every single lecture. I literally went to every single lecture. I didn't miss one until like second semester because I didn't know how to, you know, how we were supposed to act. I think everybody in first year kind of spent the first couple of weeks or months trying to go to everything and then realizing, you know, sometimes you don't need to. That's not advice, but there you go. But I remember one time, I struggled really hard to get into a 9 o'clock lecture. I doubled something or other horrible. And it was in Count Corla, so they're tiered seatings and you have your little desk in front of you all the way up. And I kind of put my head down. And I don't know how much longer it was, but I woke up with the hugest snort of all time. And I got the fright of my life. And I was like, I'll do the noise. And it was that. And my head just flew back. And the entire lecture hall just turned towards me. You could hear him going, and I remember the lecturer stopped the lecture and went, you're back with us there? I went, I am, I'm very sorry. it was great. That's people got to know me after that for some reason. Like, you're that guy who did that thing. Yeah, I am, that's me. The grounds of Mary Eye are the grounds of Mary Eye. They can't go any further than the four walls that kind of hold them in, you know. And I like that about it, you know. It is kind of hemmed in within a big kind of wall going around the perimeter. So there'll always be that kind of, I think there'll always be that kind of feeling, kind of family feeling. Close them tight, that's the sun in my eye. It's never night. And that's all I've got to say. Don't really want to watch it all just pass away. Leave it now, but something else not quite forgotten. Get you notice. This documentary was a production of Wired FM Studios. It was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland Sound and Vision Funding Scheme. Wired FM would like to thank everybody involved in the making of this documentary series.